So just to wrap that story, I wasn't trying to take her around high profile people to see if she was
right
cool or not. I was trying to show how cool I was.
To her or to
her.
Them. Okay. Okay.
By taking her.
Yeah. But you show how cool you was to them. It's like, oh, Remo bought us a bitch.
He bringing the hey. Stay with some good stuff.
Man, you bought bourbon. Remo. Remo bought Ashley.
And she gone.
Went. And went. I've been in this since one in the morning. It's three.
It's and that's the other thing.
She
bro.
Walked my dog.
Bro, the time gap was 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3.
She fell asleep on you, gang.
No, nigga, she might have had two or three sessions.
Oh, you think it was rounds? I think, we know what I think. I think maybe beat once, maybe beat twice, fell asleep. Dude was like, Shawty, you got to go.
Bro, if you fell asleep, I'm out there goddamn playing pool.
But like, if he didn't know you was with her, he probably was like, damn, you gotta leave. Even yeah. if he didn't know you was, like he said, you didn't know you was there, like you gotta leave this nice house.
You know, the silver lining and all that shit.
Like, I don't know you, you're a stranger in my
They head. Had all of the cable channels.
Oh, word. So Do you remember what you watched?
I don't, oh, bro, but amazing. I just remember like having all the pay-per-views, like nigga, yeah. anything. Bro.
Niggas up there watching Inkwell. Crying.
Watching Emmanuel. Try to beat up off softball.
Emmanuel! They had Beverly Hills Bordello on deck ready for you. Red Shoe Diaries.
Red Shoe Diaries. That's crazy. Nah, man. Story time.
Story time with Remo.
Hey, man. So, look, I got a quick viral clip mm-hmm. about relationships. You That's know it. How we do, we get into them. Mm-hmm. This the shit that y'all say. So, you know, okay. I know y'all listening to us, but mm-hmm. we also are listening to y'all.
One time for the truck drivers on the audio. Appreciate y'all for listening, man.
That's why I don't cheat on my girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not because I'm a nice guy, because the dopamine spike, like, you know, one of the things that spikes dopamine is novelty, right? That's why a lot of times when guys cheat, the girl's like not even as hot as this girl. You heard what I said? Like almost never, very yeah. seldom is the girl as hot as this girl. He's like, why is he cheating? Because dopamine, right? The dopamine of novelty, right? And your girl can't compete with that. And it makes you like your girl less because you go back to fucking, that's why I don't cheat on my girl.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
What you think, bro?
First of all, he cheats on his girl. Just, like, who starts a sentence? That's why I don't cheat on my girl. Brother, shut up.
Right.
Brother.
Brother.
Brother. Brother. Brother, you have no sleeves.
Bro, you are sneeching on yourself.
Number one, but I do agree with him, though.
You got to agree with that, bro.
I do agree. Like,
and dopamine spiking?
That dopamine spike so this is why I tell women all the time, like, yo, it is so natural for a man to cheat that I feel like there's something deeper than just like him wanting to have sex. So that the dopamine may be my answer to what I've been saying. But that dopamine hit, and like it just, even a man imagining it, and it's like, I'll be imagining it all the time, but I'm gonna carry it through.
You know what, some people are in relationships and they masturbate so much that they don't have the same affection for their partner.
They desensitize.
You know what I'm saying? They desensitize because mm-hmm. their dopamine spikes is crazy. Like, I'm used to seeing
what
any girl I want to in any position she can get in.
In my lap.
Right there.
Man.
And I know me, so I know how to get to it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with a girl. It's like, you might see somebody else at the crab event. You know what I'm saying? She might be a biggie. She might be a biggie.
Big X to plug, mama.
You know what I'm saying?
Mama.
But shit, if she going.
Mm-hmm. This young chick keep telling me she want me to have her baby, like, you want to have my baby. And I was like, yo, that is going to be your baby. You got to rephrase what you talking about.
Would you do that?
It's almost, listen, we've been here almost half a 100 years. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we're dead. Remo. So, yeah, bro. So, like, who is she talking to?
Fuck.
Talk about what you have, my baby, though, bitch. You want to have a baby.
You about to have two. Me and the baby. Wipe both eyes.
Big diaper, little diaper shit.
Wet wax. Oatmeal. We both got baby teeth.
Real talk, bro. Next show, man, I'm gonna pull out some of my. I knew I start with a text message, but I'm gonna pull out some real text message. But I'll go down and listen. You can see some of the crazy shit women say to my old lad, bro. That's the thing about like looking young still, man. These women think we young like them, babe.
Bro, when somebody
open your eyes
me,
when you suck my dick, you gonna see gray.
It was like Aaron Neville.
The touch, the feel.
3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Smashing this girl.
Mm-hmm.
3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Had me nervous.
And you a grown man.
I'm a grown man, like, scared to peek out my own door.
Yo.
I had to get the tool,
man. I was about to say, you didn't get the big long gun you got,
man? I got granddaddy.
You ain't pull out the motherfucking musket?
I pulled out the... Goddamn, put 2 bullets in that bit.
Put some lead balls in that. Bust.
He got that Bugs Bunny gun.
So he at your door?
Yeah, my... Well, I didn't know if it was him or not.
Okay, copy. It's just a loud bang.
It was knocks at my door at 3 in the morning, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, the first thing she was like, "Is that him?" I'm like, "Bitch, is it?"
Right.
She's like, "I turned off my location."
Uh-uh.
I was like, "Oh,
that's a question for yourself,
God, bro."
Yeah.
Niggas be air tagging these girls too, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you got to be careful, man.
What happened?
He left.
Oh.
Whoever that was left.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She was like, "Did he drive a such and such car?" I was like, "Nah, it was old. It was like a Uber Black."
Mm.
I'm like, it was just weird, bro. Yeah. It was weird as shit.
That is very weird.
Cause she was coming over on some, "It's over. I don't like him no more." Blah blah blah. I'm like,
and that's the part. That's the part you gotta be careful.
That gray area,
that
man.
That gray area, because they don't be really broken up for
they
real.
They don't.
That's probably the third time leaving, at least.
At least.
Yes. I had a situation like that. Younger, though. Mm. This wasn't last week, like you. Younger, though. Magic City Tripper.
Mm.
She stayed in, what's the, not too far from Magic, Peter Street, the Jamaican spot?
Castleberry?
Yeah, Castleberry, you know, Jamaican spot that we went to a couple times over there. Anyway, it's some apartments right down the street from there. It probably tore down now. But I'm just telling you this because the way they're built is going to be important later in the story. So I beat, and I'm just kicking it. We watching TV, smoking, same shit. Gong, 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 gong. She's like, I said,
"What? You used to this shit? You know it's going. You know who it is."
Let's rewind. This is back when I'm selling Magic,
dog. Oh, man.
He be up in Magic selling.
Y'all are competitors?
And I know him, so obviously, you know what I'm saying? So, but she's like, "We ain't talking no more." So I come over, and I had beat like once before on some humbug shit, so I was like kind of thirsty for this shit. That's why I was even kicking it like that. I don't even normally kick it like
when
that.
When you humbug beat, you do want to go back and beat for real. Bitch, I ain't even beat for real.
I ain't even beat for real.
Humbug beating.
Name of the episode, "I ain't even beat for real."
I'm a blue chew.
Right. I wasn't even tooled up.
I wasn't even.
Sorry.
No honey pack, no.
Man. So, boom. So, he's at the way these apartments are built is kind of weird. It has a back door, which is kind of a side door, which a lot of apartments don't have a back door, and it was on the lower level. And he came to one side, right? But his truck was parked on this side.
Mm.
Man, she had like this, chicks had like crystals.
Mm-hmm.
She had a crystal on her table. I opened the door and threw that shit and bust his truck window. Beesh! And nigga ran over there and I went to the door that he was at and got my car.
Nigga too fake, that nigga.
I bust the shit out of that nigga car. But you know,
damn.
Ain't nobody thinking nothing because over where I said it was at Castleberry, your car get broke into.
Every time.
That nigga didn't know what was going on, man. Still to this, if he watching now. And he probably did, though. He was a real street nigga, though. He probably did.
Yeah.
He was a real street nigga. Like, I was playing street. That nigga for real. But speaking of playing street, man, make sure y'all subscribe.
Come on.
Y'all know what time it is. It's Single Truth with Remo and Tyler. Thank y'all again. Keep sending in your
questions.
And if you need advice, we're going to do our best, man. We're trying, because this show is for single men that want to see what it's like to be single, men that's looking to get into relationships, married men that's want to know what it's like to be in these streets still, and married women that's trying to see what is on a man's mind. Yeah, a man's mind. Yeah.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Remo Rod, Tyler Chronicles, Single Truth. See you next time.